morning, Trinity. Good morning, Trinity. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We are glad that you are here for worship this morning. Before we get started, please allow me to make just a couple of announcements. First, I just want to say a very special thank you to the Celebrations Committee, Alice Wallace and Denise McNair and David Unitas and so many others, volunteers that made yesterday happen, yesterday possible. It was a beautiful, beautiful day. Laughter, tears, all that you would expect. And this morning, this is going to be a very special time as we gather together to worship God and continue to celebrate Dan and Jan's ministry among us. So I just wanted to say that. Thank you. Also want to say thank you to the local Panera for contributing the bagels here this morning. So hopefully you had an opportunity to enjoy those. I'd like to welcome our online viewers, as we know that this is streaming this morning, and welcome all of you here to worship this morning. If this is your first time with us today, well, you're in for a really special service. We're glad that you're here, and invite everyone to please take a moment and fill out the Connect card. It's a useful tool to us in our ministry here at Trinity, and you'll have an opportunity later in the service to pass that information in. But we'd appreciate it if everyone would take a moment to do that. So those are the announcements. That's the Connect card. I'd like to invite my good friends Tanner Ropp and Jasmine Gabriel up here. They are going to talk to us about the mission box this morning, which is for sunlight. So come on up, guys.
Good morning. I'm Jasmine Gabriel, section leader for the Sunlight Choir.
And I'm Tanner Ropp. I'm section leader for the Sunlight Band. And we're here to tell you a little bit about sunlight and how you can help us with our summer tour.
Sunlight is the worship leader for the 940 service here at Trinity. We are a group composed of 7th through 12th graders, and we contribute our time and talent to Trinity, musically as singers and instrumentalists, and technically by helping run the multimedia lights and sound for our 940 service. At this point in the school year, we have contributed almost 100 volunteer hours to Trinity.
Our group performs contemporary music you might hear on any radio station. We recognize that young people are bombarded by messages from their everyday world, and we can help them interpret those messages and how it relates to their faith. The challenge is to take the everyday and find the God message.
This year has been an exciting year for Sunlight as we have been rebuilding and becoming leaders for our church. Not only have we grown in numbers, but we have grown spiritually and musically this year as we work to create Sunday mornings that are worshipful and meaningful.
This year, we want to take our ministry on the road in Florida, and we need your help. This summer we present On Key, our 2016 summer musical tour. On Key has many meanings for our group, both musical and geographical. We are staying in our home state this year, and we'll be performing volunteering and visiting Naples, Big Pine Key, Key West, the Dry Tortugas, Coral Gables, Miami, and Titus.
We have increased the number of students participating in tour from 36 last year to 50 this year. And we have fundraised all year through car washes, breakfast, bake sales, spirit nights, Sunlight Day Mayo, and our keepsake program. By the way, Aaron is taking advertisements for this program if you'd still like to be included.
To take 50 students, chaperones, directors, band staff, and all our equipment on tour, it costs about $30,000. Examples of costs for tour include a bus that costs about $7,000, food around $3,000, and lodging around $8,000. Then, there are a ton of smaller expenses such as gas, tolls, music, copyright, and licensing fees, and more. We try our best to keep costs down and stay at churches, but it's not always possible.
Members are expected to contribute about financially and with their time. In addition to tour fees, students are expected to volunteer for various fundraising and service events put on by Sunlight. But we are here today to ask for your help, because we use the funds from Mission Box to help supplement what we lose.
Thank you for your ongoing support and love for Sunlight. Now we have a brief video from Sunlight that we'd like to share.
Thank you. know some of you are worried about me. I'm doing fine. I'm going to be great. And thanks for everything. And Sunlight, what a great promo. And I hope you'll be generous. You've been generous throughout all these years, but be especially generous to Sunlight, those brown mission box on your way out. Now, today I get to say one more time, welcome home, and you know how the rest of it goes. And then after that, I'm going to invite you to stand and turn and greet each other like we sometimes do. And since I'm a throwback to old days, we're going to sing Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. Okay? So you got the drill? Welcome home. Why are we here? Would you stand and turn to somebody and say, my, you look wonderful today.
Let us worship God together this morning with our opening hymn, How Great Thou Art, and our opening song, How Great Is Our God.
Amen.
please remain standing as we affirm our faith using a creed that Dr. Dan Johnson wrote last fall as part of a sermon series on membership covenants. We believe in God, the creator of all, and in Jesus Christ, God's Son, our divine Savior, Lord, and friend. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who is God's presence within us and among us, teaching, guiding, empowering, and comforting. We believe in the importance of the power of prayer and seek to become more prayerful. We believe that worship is vital to every Christian and seek to be more present in our worship. We believe that everything we have comes from God, and out of God's generosity, we give back to God in return. We are called to serve as Jesus served, and we look for ways to be in service to others. We are his witness through our lives, our world, and our deeds, seeking to make Jesus known as God's greatest expression of love to all humankind. Amen. Amen indeed. You may be seated. We're going to enter into a time of prayer, and as we do, we often share our joys and concerns as a community. I wanted to share with you the names of those that we have been visiting in the hospital in rehab. And if someone you know would enjoy a visit, if they are in a hospital or rehab, please don't hesitate to let me know. You can use the Connect card in your bulletin. You can call the front office. You can send me an email. You can call me. Let us know, and we'll make sure that a member of our care team comes out to visit with them while they are there. In addition, you can also let us know about your other prayer requests that you have with the Connect card, or you can contact us at the church office anytime. I did want to share with you a sorrow. Our beloved Bunny Campbell passed into eternity this morning at 5:45 a.m. And she passed peacefully, and we are working on her service plans, but Bunny Campbell is a beloved member, founding and charter member of Trinity, loved by many of you. And so we need to hold her family in our prayers as they journey into these next few days. I also wanted to let you know that Harvey Moore passed into eternity this past Tuesday, and his funeral service will be held in the chapel this Tuesday at 1 p.m. In addition, we have been celebrating Dr. Dan Johnson and Jan all weekend, and we continue to celebrate this morning as we usher them into retirement. We want to continue to pray for our new senior co-pastors, Catherine and Steve Price, as they prepare to take the helm. We want to pray for our church during this time of transition. So will you join your hearts with mine as we go to God in prayer? Immortal, eternal God, all glory and honor are yours. We lift up all who are in need of healing. May your grace and power heal their afflictions and comfort them as you lead them towards wholeness. Lord, so many in our midst are also in need of your peace and comfort as they mourn the loss of their loved one. Abide with them in ways that make your presence real and tangible and sustain them moment by moment. Provide for the needs of all who are lost, homeless, or seeking refuge from terror as they continue to seek your face, Lord. And may we be your hands and feet as you continue to redeem this world until your kingdom comes in its fullness. We offer grateful hearts for your faithful servant, Dr. Dan Johnson, and his wife, Jan. We rejoice and celebrate the pastoral leadership Dan has provided here at Trinity and beyond, demonstrating your inclusive and extravagant love and grace, which has now become the legacy of his Christ-like ministry. We give thanks for the countless ways that Dr. Dan's pastoral ministry has been a blessing to this church, this community, and the world at large. We now send them forth to enjoy retirement and continue their ministries in a new way. May they go forth from here, knowing our deep affection and appreciation for all that they have done and all that they have meant to each of us. We also ask that you continue to bless, nourish, and deeply renew our new senior co-pastors as they prepare to lead Trinity into the future. May your Spirit replenish and inspire their souls, every fiber of their being, during the weeks leading up to their arrival here in Greenville. Pour out your Spirit on us, your church, and your children. Help us continue to do the work that you have called us to do, and enable us to be sensitive to the ways in which you are shaping us for ministry in the future. We are a people forged in grace to be beacons of your great light and hope here in Gainesville and beyond. Empower us to fulfill this mission. Lead us as we seek to follow, so that love may be the legacy that we leave behind, and so that all who see us see you and come to experience the gift of salvation made possible through Jesus Christ. As we pray together the words Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
One of the most wonderful things about Trinity is its intergenerational nature in all the programs. And so we wanted to send Dan off as a big group with a combined piece with Sunlight and the adult choirs. This is O God, Our Help in Ages Past. And the words to the chorus reflect, through all generations, you will be forever and ever our shield and our eternal hope. And we just want to lift this song in praise to God and in honor of our great Dan. So thank you for always being so supportive of our music ministry. And this one's for you, Bob.
peace to you, brothers and sisters in Christ. My name is Ken Carter, and I serve as the resident bishop of the Florida Conference, and I rejoice with you today in the 22 years of ministry poured out by Dan and Jan Johnson in the life of Trinity United Methodist Church. I know it's a great day of celebration and giving thanks to God. Dan is one of the amazing leaders in our denomination. He's a brother in Christ, and has been a blessing to me, as has Jan. I have enjoyed worshiping with you and breaking bread with the Johnsons, and I celebrate this day with you. May God bless you.
As members of Trinity United Methodist Church, we covenant together to give in proportion to what God has given us. And so at this time, we would like to worship God with our offering. Ushers, would you please come? And as they come, please let me pray for us this morning. God, you are the giver of every good thing in our lives. And as we give back to you now from what you first gave to us, we pray, Almighty God, that these gifts, these tithes, these offerings, that they honor you, and that you are able to multiply them for the good of your kingdom on earth through the ministries here at Trinity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. I'm Megan Poole. I think we all can agree Pastor Dan has gone above and beyond what a pastor is required to do. For many of us in Sunlight, he has seen us grown up. He has welcomed us to this church. He has baptized us, confirmed us. And he's been there at our proudest moments, even if it's at a school production of West Side Story, which has nothing to do with the church itself. So today, Sunlight will be singing Time of Your Life, and there will be no grand lift or any mention of Jennifer Gray or Patrick Swayze. Actually, the song is written by Green Day. Romans 12:12 says to rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. Pastor Dan has shown us through his actions how to live this verse. He has shown us these past few months we should be excited and hopeful about Trinity's future. He was patient in finding a new Sunlight director, and he reminds us constantly to be intentional in prayer with his sermons. Also, the song today reflects what this says, which is the song is about life in general. Any life, even a pastor's, isn't easy. And everyone questions if they're ready to leave behind a chapter of their life. Pastor Dan, we know you can do it. Because we know, and you know, you've done the best you can, and you've left an impact in all of Trinity. And I think I speak for all when Sunlight sings. I hope you've had the time of your life, because no one puts Pastor Dan in a corner. I'm kidding. Now singing the talented TJ Lena.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test, don't ask why. It's not a question, but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you have the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind. Hang it on a shelf in good health and good times. Tattoos and memories set me on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. Thank you.
that song. TJ, thanks. It's been such a joy. So glad you became a part of this church. Megan, we'll come see whatever productions you're in, West Side Story, whatever. Just amazing. All of you Sunlight folks and the combined choirs, what a glorious, glorious experience that was. I think our text is from the book of Jude, and it may come up on the screen. This is a benediction. To him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. I've thought about this day for quite a while, and I've wondered, where do you go to find a sort of a fond farewell? And so I thought I'd go to four or five different farewells in the Scripture. So I thought of the most famous one is Moses and his farewell in Deuteronomy 33. The very end of the book there, he blesses them. He gives a long sermon, by the way, but I'm not going to do that. And he blesses each of the 12 tribes, Reuben, Levi, Benjamin, Joseph. And then in verse 27, he says this. It's a great way to end. The eternal God is your refuge. And underneath are the everlasting ones. He will drive out your enemies before you, saying, destroy them. I thought about that, and then I realized it hit me that right after Moses said that, he went up on Mount Nebo and died. So I didn't know. And they could not find any trace of him. I thought, that's not a very smart thing to do. The other thing is, he went up to Mount Nebo, and he wasn't allowed for some reason to look over. He could look over into the Promised Land, but he couldn't go. That was for Joshua. Now, it's been a blessing for Jan and me and all of us together to not just stay on Mount Nebo, but to come into the Promised Land of these 67 acres and see all of the amazing things that God has done in our midst. But to also then anticipate the new dimensions of the Promised Land that you and Catherine and Steve and Aaron and Lenore and this amazing staff that you together will move into to be incredibly enriching and amazing. It maybe is divine timing that Bunny Campbell, a charter member, died on my last sermon day. A little story about Doug and Bunny Campbell. They lived down on Williston Road across from the entrance to Okama. They were sort of holdouts before those massive amounts of student housing apartments came in. We had begun building this building. It was a shell, and I made it a point to try to get to every one of the charter members just to make sure they were going to move with us. Doug and Buddy said, "We're not moving." I said, "Oh, come on, we need you. We need you to move with us. Wouldn't be right for you to know we're not moving." I went down to see him one day. I said, "The building's kind of up. Would it hurt for you if you just got in the car with me and we drove by?" So we did. And I pulled up out front and I turned off the car. I said, "Oh, darn, the car stopped right here in front of you." What? Maybe we just walk in. So we walked in and looked around. And eventually, they moved up on 39, out by where all that new apartments are coming in now. But every time we had some sort of thing, I would go to Doug and Bunny and I'd say, "Hey, we could sure use your help on this." "Nope, not going to do that." And they know we reminisce about this story several times because I've visited her in these last several weeks. But, and then with the memorial, or the what's the thing right out front there? The Welcome Center. I said, hey, Doug and Bunny. She said, nope, I won't even be around to enjoy it. I said, well, sure enough, they were generous. Bunny's so dear to my heart. And anytime you're at hospice, anytime you're at the bedside of somebody, this word of Moses is the word of God. And underneath are the everlasting God. And then I went to Joshua 24, one of my favorite passages. And, you know, at the end of his journey there, and he makes this statement. If serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, he says to all the tribes, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Now, yesterday was an amazing day. Yesterday was beyond my incredibly wonderful. Many of you were here. If you weren't here, if you'd like to see it again, it's on YouTube. I think you go somewhere on the web. And, you go to the Trinity United Methodist Church website and you can pull up YouTube, and it's really powerful and a great thing. And Aaron's already thanked him, but I want to just thank him again, particularly Alice and David and Denise, who were sort of the spearhead of this, and the whole team was Beth Haynes, Kelly Ping, Kim Lorenz, Franny. Are you here, Franny? Franny is here. We pray for you, Franny. You're going to get through this cancer really, really well. And Susan Horn. If you all are here, would you just stand so we can just thank you? This was an amazing stand up, would you? The custodians, Vince was making sure all the lights were working. Everything was in six damn shape. And it was such a... Well, and every time Denise or David introduced one of the celebrities or persons who were going to speak yesterday, somebody came up to me and said, Dan, you've only been my, you've been my pastor for 2 years. I didn't know you knew all these famous people. But every time they introduced them with their pedigree, I thought, well, tell us about yourself, David and Denise. I don't know if you know this about Denise. She grew up a sort of an army kid, and I think she went to the University of Texas for her undergraduate, and then she got her PhD in electrical or computer engineering from Georgia Tech. And is an associate professor at the University of Florida. She came here about the time we moved in here, and we just kind of hit it off. And she's been the chair of church council, she's been a lay leader, she's been a pastoral confidant for me. So I early on asked her if she would lead this. And actually, she's even here today. Can you see me here? Oh, there she is back there. Wait a minute. Denise, I'm so glad, and it's been such a wonderful journey. And then I thought, as good as Denise is, we probably need some humor. So I said, David Yonatan. He's the funniest guy I know. And so David, I asked David if he would come along. David did an undergraduate at the University of Michigan in Lansing, right? And then I think he did a PhD and your top, it was the University of Unusual Humor, wasn't it? Where you got that? David has been an extraordinary teacher and administrator at Santa Fe College, and a dear friend, a bicycle buddy. We ride bikes together. Oh, I think mine's a bunch of junk. But at any rate, Alice Wallace, who is just one amazing, remarkable person. Alice, David, and Denise, thank you for everything. As great as yesterday and everybody were, I think you understand this, but several of you said this to me. If it had only been your family, it would have been enough. And that moment when family shared,
be in my house and serve the Lord. And a joy that you all know him and love him. Darren, I'm glad you had that long flight back from Japan and Korea so you could create that marvelous poem. And each of you tweak your own parts. Riley told on me about being behind the tree. Thank you for that. Truth is, she had some reservations, but her loving father said, no, go for it. It'll be a great line. And then Krishna putting together that amazing poem and picture. So what I want to, this brings to mind that famous saying from John F. Kennedy. You remember that? When he had all those Nobel Prize winners to the White House. And he said this, I think this is the most extraordinary collection of talent of human knowledge that has ever been gathered at the White House, with the possible exception of when Thomas Jefferson dined alone. So as extraordinary as yesterday was, not to take anything away from it all, but to me and my house, that was a joyous day. Then I thought of Elijah's farewell, where he came to the Jordan River and he kept trying to get by himself, and Elijah wouldn't leave him alone, and he kept going and going. He was waiting for the chariot to come down and take him, and he finally said to Elijah, Elisha, what do you want? What can I give you? And Elisha said, give me a double portion of your spirit. You all have given me a double portion of your spirit. You've been an amazing group of people. And I've sort of lived out of the strength that God has given all of us. And then, I'm almost done. I got two more, I think. Romans 16. This is the end of the book of Romans when Paul says farewell. Do we have Romans 16? And then, oh, is it going to be all of them? Can we go to the next line? Is there the next line? Well, just kind of scroll through that. Because what? No. Romans 16. You're going to find Zach. Thanks. Anyway, in there, just pick out these names as Zach scrolls through them. About 18 names. I'm just telling you to scroll through because I can't pronounce them. But I think this is significant because Paul is known as this sort of paragon of strength, the missionary out facing all the battles. But at the end of the day, it's the people around him who have been a lifeline for him. And I don't know all your names, but I know almost all of your names. And all of them are dear to me. And all of them have become, if any of you had a name like Centricus, that would be a tough one to remember. And I'm wearing my name tag today. And I'm encouraging you to get your name tag if you haven't gotten it out at the Welcome Center and wear them, especially in the lead up to Catherine and Steve coming. Because otherwise, well, just wear your name tag, would you? But we've been involved in some amazing things together, and no one person could do this without everybody else. So it's been all of us and all of our names and these holy friendships and the laughter and the hugs and the tears. And then Paul says, I think later in Timothy, he tells Timothy, do your best to get here before winter. Do your best to get here before winter. There it is. Because Paul might say that Christ is enough for him. And there's truth to that. And that God is all he needs. And there's truth in that. But he can add to that, do your best. Give it before winter. Do your best to take care of each other. Take care of Catherine and Steve when they come. Aaron and Laura and Alice and all those. And then finally, 2 Corinthians says this. The end of 2 Corinthians, Paul says, I should have checked these slides before I had them come up. I must have been using a different version. At any rate, here's what it says in my version. Aim for perfection. Be of one mind. Live in peace. The God of love and peace be with you. So let me break those down. Aim for perfection. Now, some of you maybe want to shoot a little bit below that. Just kidding. When he says perfection, what we Wesleyan Methodists believe is being perfect in love. And perfection in love comes through forgiveness and grace. Love for God and love for one another. I think that's what Wesleyan meant by that. Be aim for perfection. Be of one mind. Obviously, Paul did not know Trinity when he said, be of one mind. And part of the beauty and part of the beauty of being here is, and all of the different mindsets and different opinions, and I think I've heard all of them. But what he's talking about is what he says in Philippians 2. Let this mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus. That he who is in the form of God humbled himself and took the form of a servant. Be of one mind. Have different opinions, but be of the mind of Christ, the love of Christ, and live in peace. And may the God of love and peace be with you. Now, many of you know that over time I've written some poems. None of them as good as the one that we shared yesterday with our family. Gathered them all up in an album for me. It was just wonderful reading through these poems. And so the staff suggested that I might end with a poem. And they've created this thing that they'll give out at the end somewhere, I think, as you leave, they'll be out there. And so on one side is the poem that I wrote for when we had our first worship service here. 1999, August 29th, 1999, and it was called This Sacred Space, a Poem of Praise, and John, you're here somewhere, I tell you, John, our artist, has in the background this window, and on the other side is this poem that I'm going to read for today that has all the different buildings that we built over this time. So hear this sort of poem of Thanksgiving. You touched my heart, God, at an early age, way back there on the farm. I felt your presence in the field or pasture feeding cows over in the barn. I had no way of knowing what a call was or where it would be, but you set my feet on a path that stretched out farther than my eye could see. You gave me parents. You gave me parents who knew you in a little church that did its best, and your spirit within to guide and direct. And for this timid boy, you did all the rest. You brought an amazing woman into my life, overflowing with abounding joy. Isn't she the most joyous woman we ever saw? And gave us a family, a happy little girl and a ball-playing boy. They grew up and you blessed them both with spouses extraordinaire. And five of the most amazing grandchildren you could find anywhere. We moved from Germany to New Jersey and Central UNC, and First Church in Bridgeton and friends who would have forever be. On to Princeton and Windsor, stretching and growing toward PhD. Who could have imagined Florida? Only God in my den could see. Fort Lauderdale in the ocean, we were there such a very short time. Then Titusville and IRC, a fast-growing church and friendships blind. Then came the call from Bishop Hughes. There's a great church in Gainesville. I've placed big dreams deep in their hearts. Now go and help them those dreams to fulfill. So we joined together arm in arm under the oak of the one whose burden is life. And every seeming roadblock, God somehow made it turn out just right. Buildings and ball fields, playgrounds, and a garden of memory and sacred rest. The cross from 8th Avenue and the chapel where prayers are lifted and blessed. A community of compassion, reaching out across town, the state, and the world, too. Standing up to prejudice and meanness, trying to do what we think Jesus would do. Holding on to one another when the towers came crashing down on 9/11. As you held on to us when our beloved was broken, such love comes only from heaven. We lifted up Jesus as God's expression of purest love for all humankind. Our Savior and teacher, the dearest friend anyone could ever find. And so we are held in this bond of love, fellow travelers in the work God has given us. It's been more than Jan and I could have ever imagined. Joining you in this sacred trust. It's at Trinity where I first started writing poems, when deep feelings would work out peace. Services for loved ones, 50th anniversary celebrations, the opening of this sacred space. So an inclusio of joy and gratitude to God and all who have passed, and to all of you, for a journey far greater than dreams. It's a privilege to be a pastor to you.
Thank you. Please be seated. Thank you so much. Speaking of an inclusio of joy, it is a joy knowing who's going to follow us. I mean, it's just unmitigated joy. And it just so happened that in their schedule, Catherine Pluck Price and Steve Price are with us today, and we're going to have a passing of the mantle. Would you give them a warm Trinity welcome as they come up? This is so perfect. Anything? It's up to you. Have a seat, if you would. You want to say anything? Why don't you say something?
It's great to be home. Good day, and we are so grateful for Dan's ministry. Among you. He is an amazing, faithful, impassioned leader and pastor, and you all are so blessed to have had him as your pastor for these 22 years. And we're grateful for the foundation that has been laid, and we look forward to coming and being ministry alongside you.
Clearly, you all have seen Christ at work in Dan and in Jan. And our greatest prayer would be do the same in us when we come. And that this community and the world around us will see Christ in all of us as a sign of God's presence in the world today. Thanks be to God for you and who you already are and who we will continue to grow to be together.
Thank you. We're going to... You all will go around that. We're going to... It's such a God thing all through this journey of them working it out for them to come here and then that they could be here today and for the powerful symbolism of this. So we're very grateful. I think the bishop usually does this sort of thing, so I'm a little out of my element, but Jan and I are going to have the privilege of placing the stoles on Steve and Catherine as a way of passing the mantle. Would you both kneel, if you would? Jan, here's one for Steve, one for Catherine. And Catherine and Steve, we place these stoles over you. The passing of the mantle, you've already got more than a double portion of any spirit I might have. But God's Spirit be with you today and forever. And God, pour out your Spirit indeed upon Catherine and Steve as we bless them in your name. We give you thanks to Catherine's parents, Richard and Pat, who have been stalwart members from almost the beginning. This little girl who grew up here and now be their pastor. Bless them and Aaron and Lenore as they give great pastoral leadership. And we feel so overwhelmingly blessed. It is indeed an inclusio of joy. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. You know what you're doing now? He's going to... Let me get my...
While we move from the powerful symbolism of the passing of the mantle, I wanted to take a few minutes as we prepare to go to God's table together to talk about some of the powerful symbolism that is represented on the altar today. Alice Wallace, as she always so beautifully does, has decorated the altar today with symbols of from Dan's 22 years of faithful pastoral ministry here at Trinity. We begin with the Bible, representing all the times that Dan has stood in this pulpit proclaiming God's Word as a witness to the gospel message of Jesus Christ, both for the purpose of leading people into a saving relationship with Jesus Christ, but also for the building up of our community of faith. We also have the baptismal bowl with water, representing the more than 1,000 times that Dan, in partnership with the Holy Spirit, has initiated men, women, and children into the faith through the sacrament of baptism. We have the bread and the cup, symbolizing the many times that Dan has stood here as a pastor and taken us through the sacrament of Holy Communion, nourishing us with grace, helping to make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world. We also have our United Methodist hymnal and our book of worship that he's used in partnership with the worship team here at Trinity to guide us in our prayer and our praise Sunday to Sunday to Sunday and through many glorious seasons of Lent and Easter and Advent and Christmas, all meant to help us lead us into holy and transformative encounters with the living God. But beyond Sunday and worship leadership, there are other symbols here. First, it is ordinary time, so the altar is adorned in green. And Dan once shared with me when I first got to Trinity that while Sundays are important, Monday to Saturday is where he feels his sweet spot as a pastor is. And I think the celebration yesterday, his words this morning, his prayer demonstrate that for us. And so we have some symbols that point to Dan's pastoral leadership beyond Sunday morning. We begin with a book of discipline, which isn't really it's up here, though, because it has to You know, it is a very necessary thing in the United Methodist Church to have, and Dan, your pastoral leadership and guidance and care has been demonstrated here at Trinity, to be sure, but also into our conference, into seminaries around the world and beyond, which is why we also have a globe, which represents the many places that Dan has led us in mission as we have sought to make disciples of Jesus Christ, committed to making a difference in the world. Dan, you've carried all of these tasks that I've been mentioning as we've talked about these symbols here with unbelievable humility and grace. You obviously follow in the footsteps of the greatest servant leader ever, Jesus Christ, modeling for us servant leadership. And so we also have some other symbols that reflect your pastoral leadership that are gifts for you this morning. And the first is this pitcher and basin that was made especially for you by the wayward potter himself, Randy Adams, to symbolize your servant leadership. And it bears Trinitarian symbolism, and it also bears this scripture: "If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet." And so we're grateful for your servant leadership, and this is from Randy. There he is to you. We also have signs of your shepherd's care, and these staffs were made for you and for Jan by Don West to show your pastoral shepherd's care, and so we pray that you are able to make use of these as you journey together into new territory called retirement. And then there is one more. The traditional symbol of ordination, the traditional symbol of ordination in the United Methodist Church is the stole. And this stole has been lovingly sewn for you by Helen Gilstrom, and it bears Trinity's stained glass on it. And it is red so that you can continue to wear this at annual conference, to commissioning services and the like. So please accept all of these gifts on behalf of a grateful church. As a pastor, I thank you for your example of servant leadership that will carry me into my pastoral vocation. And we as a church thank you for the example of your deep faith. And we are so eternally grateful to God, you, and Jan for all that you have meant to this church. And it is a privilege that so many are here today to worship God and to honor you, and that we get to go to the table together. And so let us now go into the time of Holy Communion. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Ushers, as I pray the prayer of consecration, if you are going to be serving from the front, would you please come forward and other ushers make yourselves available in the back. But let us pray. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God. In the United Methodist Church, the communion table is an open table. Today, our ushers will be distributing the elements to you in your seats. Please hold on to your elements until everyone has been served, and then Dan and Jan will offer the words of the institution, and we will feast together.
recognize so many elements these last 2 days, even though I didn't know what was going on, but so many elements that were present that I might have wanted in each of these things. I think Alice has gotten to know me so well that you just intuited all that. And one of the things I sort of asked for and Mila promised was that Mila would sing once before I left, and I didn't see anywhere in the program where it was. And then there you were, Mila. Mila is going to sing opera in Italy this summer. And I understand that there's a great place called Rome, and if you need to come home to Rome, yeah. Jan is going to lead us in
the body. Thank you. We didn't practice. The body of Christ, broken for you, take and eat.
And the blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all sin. God, we give you thanks for this gift immeasurable, your Son Jesus the Christ, the Savior of the world. Our personal friend and love and Savior and Lord. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, Dan, we had wanted Jan Richardson to be a part of today. Unfortunately, she's traveling in Ireland, but she's here with us in spirit. We have prepared this for you. This is one of her pieces of artwork is called When Friends Rejoice Both Far and Near. And we would like to share with you one of her blessings that's in Circles of Grace, In the Leaving.
In the leaving, in the letting go, let there be this to hold on to at the last. The enduring of love, the persisting of hope, the remembering of joy, the offering of gratitude, the receiving of grace, the blessing of peace.
And I am grateful because I have something that even Alice doesn't know.
Oh.
And Jan, I had asked her if she would write a blessing for you on your retirement. And she had not promised me anything, but she texted me last night and said that her muse is filling her with passion and purpose while she's been in Ireland. So she sent me last night a blessing that I want to share with you, and she's watching the stream this morning.
Oh,
so she is
my.
With us. But this blessing, and I will get this to you somehow, but it's titled, This Day We Say Grateful, a sending blessing for Dan Johnson. It is a strange thing to be so bound and so released all in the same moment, to feel the heart open wide, and wider still, even as it turns to take its leave. On this day, let us say this is simply the way love moves in its ceaseless spiraling, turning us toward one another, then sending us into what waits for us, with arms open wide to us in welcome and in hope. On this day, in this place where you have poured yourself out, where you have been emptied and filled and emptied again, may you be aware more than ever of what your heart has opened to here, what it has tended and welcomed here, where it has broken in love and in grief, where it has given and received blessing in the unfathomable mystery that moves us, undoes us, and remakes us finally for joy. This day, may you know this joy in full measure. This day, may you know this blessing that gathers you in and sends you forth, but will not forget you. Oh, hear us as this day we say grace. This day we say grateful. This day we say blessing. This day we release you in God's keeping and hold you in gladness.
Beautiful. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Do I have benediction?
You're going to do the benediction, but now I would like to invite all of us as this congregation that has journeyed with Dan to say a blessing to he and Jan, and that's going to come up on the screen. We'll recite it together, and I would invite you to lift your hand as a sign of blessing toward Dan and Jan, but let us pray this blessing together over them. We will thank our God every time we remember you. In all our prayers for both of you, we will always pray with joy because of our partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
Thank you all. Thank you. Now, Zach, would you bring up the scripture from Jude, and that'll be our benediction. And what I'd like to do is invite Catherine and Steve and Richard and Pat. Catherine and Steve, you didn't get here by yourself. Richard and Pat are a big part of this. And I'd like you to come down, Lenora and Aaron and Alice, as you come down. And I'd like us to say this benediction over you. And then afterward, I'd like to, this is the last time I get to direct people. So, Catherine and Steve and Richard and Pat, if you'll kind of migrate over in that direction afterwards, Jen and I'll be in that way, and Aaron and Lenora be over here, and then people can greet different folks, okay? Let's all say this blessing together over this wonderful congregation. Would you all stand for this benediction? To him who is able to keep you from stumbling and present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority, through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen.